Welcome to Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play all of your favorite anime openings, endings, retro, and current TV shows, movies, soundtracks, and along the way, learn a little bit about their history. Subscribe to our weekly show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please give us your ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message with your soundtrack request over at anchor.fm/toyflavor, and we'll play you and your request on the next show. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's episode of Toy Flavor Soundtracks.
It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
But now let's get things started. Why don't you get things started?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational.
This is what we call a Muppet Show.
Welcome to episode 7 of Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. Hope you had a good week. Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker trailer just came out this week. I got my tickets for my usual Thursday night before the official Friday release. My wife and I are going to chill at one of those movie dinner theaters in IMAX. Yeah, friends. If you're a Star Wars fan like me, going to a new movie is an event that I haven't missed since 1977. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's that deep. We open the show with one of the many variations of Jim Henson's Muppet Show. It's funny how Disney owns everything now, isn't it? The original show debuted in 1976. The opening theme was composed by the late, great Jim Henson and Sam Podel. You should know, Sam Podel was also the music director to Sesame Street, so that kind of makes a whole lot of sense since practically the whole crew came from that legendary educational series. The Muppet Movie came out in 1979, and I remember the awesome episode when Mark Hamill appeared as himself and Luke Skywalker with R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Angus McGonagall, 15 seconds to curtain, Mr. McGonagall.
Yes, sir, he's good, little buddy, I'm raring to go.
It's Luke Skywalker and C-3PO and R2-D2 from Star Wars. Oh, they'd make much better guests than Mr. McGonagall. You're going to have to leave.
Just
sorry.
A minute, young
come
sir.
On, let's go.
Excuse me, Master Luke, but what is this strange world we've come to?
Beats me, 3PO. Seems we've landed on some sort of comedy variety show planet.
Fantastic episode and a very funny and memorable series. Next up, an anime series from 2004 about a very talented medical doctor, Black Jack, right here on Soundtracks.
Oh, 神のようなメッサバチで奇跡を生み出す命の芸術家、時代が望んだ天才外科医、ブラックジャック。
We're on Apple Podcasts. Check us out on Toy Flavor Radio Podcasting straight at Apple. Leave us a 5-star review and tell us how much you love the show and you love what you hear.
You just listened to Sadness and Sorrow, composed by Toshio Masuda for the 2002-2007 series Naruto. That was requested by my brother, Terrence, out in Brooklyn, New York. Just a side note, he too has a podcast you might be interested in, No Cap with Tay, and you can find that wherever podcasts are listened to, in particularly Spotify. Great show on life and relationships. Keep up the great work, Tay. Naruto had 220 episodes, and a second series well known as Naruto Shippuden, which lasted from 2007 to 2017. I actually love the video game and relive countless beatdowns from my son Aaron playing that on the Sony PlayStation. Before that, you heard Getkuka, or Moonlight Flower, the opening theme to an anime series called Blackjack. The character first appeared in the 1980 release of Tetsuon Atom, or as we know it, as Astro Boy, which you may have heard some of our tracks we played last week. Next up, one of two sports anime soundtracks. The first is from The Prince of Tennis, setting off a set of continuous intros on Toy Flavor Soundtracks.
静かな始まりを告げる。 しい日差しを背に走り出す街の中、叩かれたいつものようにカウントを君に夢中なことに訳なんてないのに、その
眩しい太陽からアトラン反射の季節よ、ピッチピッチ
オーナビバンバンバンバン、
どこを見ているのよ、お尻キュートでクラクラしてるのね、ローズは危ないフェロモン、こっちを向いたらイチコロ、ウインクキラーと第三者の季節よ、セクシー
オーナビバンバンバンバン、何をしているのよ、この魅力に気づかない、菜の花風に揺れて、私も
私の姿を描いたら、ちょっとリアリティエメラルドの季節よ、リンリンリンリン
オーナビバンバンバンバン、
こっちを見ないでよ、暴飲不倫に見えてたダメな人、猿の木から落ちるもので、人も恋に落ちてゆくの、今日にシビアなミステリアスな季節よ、教えて
オーナビバンバンバンバン、
想像してるのね、いやいやよ恥ずかしい、菜
の花映画みたい、
私は振りまくパフューム、太陽クラーと乱反射の季節よ、ドキドキ
オーナビバンバンバンバン、
あたしって最高、ラブファイヤー攻撃しちゃうから、ドラマティックな日めくり、サファイアみたいに切ない、ハートがチクッとたまにはある季節よ、
バンバンバンバン、
後で後悔して、泣きついても
anime series Panny Pony Dash. The intro track called Yellow Vacation by Peach Moon Academy Class 1C. The series came out in 2005 with 26 episodes, even had two internet radio shows. Prior to that, I Want to Shout That I Love You from the opening track of the anime series Slam Dunk, a basketball-related anime series that was a popular manga as well. Slam Dunk had 101 episodes from 1993 to 1996. Before that, it was Ichigo Complete from the really short-run anime series Ichigo Marshmallow, or Strawberry Marshmallow. Came out in 2005 with 12 episodes and a total of 5 OVAs. OVAs meaning original video animations, usually programs that were developed just for VHS, Laserdisc, or Blu-ray. We started the set with The Prince of Tennis, another sports-related anime. Did you know that this series even had a stage musical? About tennis! Who would have thunk it? As with most all anime, this series also started as a manga, all except this one. This anime series seemed to come out with a manga edition at the same time as the OVA series in April of 1988, with a regular TV series in 1989. I'm referring to Mobile Police Pat Labor. This is the intro soundtrack, Please Be As You Were, by Yuko Nitu. Jabberjaw. Yeah, as schlocky as most of those Hanna-Barbera produced shows were, you've got to admit, you never forget them. Joe Ruby and Ken Spears of Ruby Spears Productions created the series as well as a host of shows you might also remember. Plastic Man, Thundar, and the Mr. T animated series, just to name a few. Jabberjaw came out in 1978 and just released 16 episodes. Did you know in 2018, Jabberjaw made a comeback in a DC comic book with him and Aquaman? You should see the cover. Jabberjaw is like a real shark, and he's all about his business now. You know something? I think I just gotta get my hands on that issue and check it out. And now, the throwback soundtrack I know you've been secretly waiting for. Ready? Are you ready? You're not ready. Here you go.
When criminals in in this world of fear, and bring the laws that they should fear, and fight through all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
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 Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all, power, thunder,
underdog. Underdog. Underdog.
Wait. Before we talk about that one, let's do another throwback real quick. This one will boggle your mind. Whoa, I dug up ancient tunes with that said. What you just listened to was the intro theme to Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse, a 1965 minute per episode series that had, get this, 92 episodes. Music by Johnny Holiday on the bass. Here's the most unique part. The series was created by Bob Kane. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, the Bob Kane, who also created a little-known character named Batman with co-creator Bob Finger. Dallas McKennon did the voice of Courageous Cat and Bob McFadden as Minute Mouse. Dallas McKennon performed the voices of a multitude of characters in Gumby, Woody Woodpecker, Disney movies as early as Sleeping Beauty, and many, many more. Prior to that, we played the theme song to the 1964 to 1973 TV series Underdog. Underdog was originally created to help sell cereal for General Mills. The character of Underdog was voiced by Wally Cox. Say, if you were to look him up on Wikipedia, Wally Cox is a dead ringer for Tobey Maguire. It's kinda eerie. The intro was sung by Robert Ragaini and composed by Robert Weitz. The series lasted for 124 episodes. Did you know Underdog used to have this ring? And in this ring was one of his Underdog super pills. So yeah, back then, he was popping pills to get super strength, so you can imagine how they edited that out in the 80s and the 90s. The secret compartment of my ring I fill with an Underdog super energy pill. Oh goodness, that sort of thing doesn't fly these days with kids unbelievably eating washing machine detergent pods? Trust me, folks. Most of the shows we feature here come from a totally different era. Don't you miss it a little? Also to note, the brothers from Staten Island, Wu-Tang Clan, sampled a little bit of the Underdog theme for the 1993 track Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to F With.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to F with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f with.
Wu-Tang Clan is an inspirational and talented group from my home state of New York. Lastly, did you know there was an Underdog film back in 2007? Wait, don't bother to look it up. It was a live-action film, so yeah, you can imagine. Come on now, who greenlights these things? I mean, if you're gonna throw away money like that, anyway. Oh, look at that. We've reached the end of the show already. I have a lot of fun working on this show. Last week's episode went a little long, but that's how we do things here sometimes.
Woo!
You said it. We love anime, TV, and movie soundtracks, and we love bringing them to you every week. Thank you so much for listening. By the way, if you have a request for a soundtrack, feel free to visit toyflavorradio.com and submit what you want to hear. Get a 10% discount coupon for your request. Hey, what a deal. You can also head over to anchor.fm/toyflavor and submit a voice message. We'll play you and your request on the next episode. Looks like we're leading out this evening with the end theme from the anime series Blood Plus. The 2005 to 2006 series with 50 episodes. Hans Zimmer and Mark Mancina composed all the music outside of the intros and outros to the series. You've heard Mr. Zimmer's compositions in Gladiator, Inception, Batman Begins, Man of Steel, and the list is too long because we're out the door. We're going to play them all, though. Have a great week.